Good afternoon, dear friends. This is a conversation about important things with Tamara Eidelman. We continue to record our conversations in the hope of doing something.
In hopes of doing something to help teachers who are forced to have propaganda conversations of importance to children who are forced to listen to these conversations. Parents who are forced to reckon with what is happening to their children. The theme of the conversations of importance this coming week is, of course, devoted to the siege of Leningrad in connection with the 80th anniversary of its lifting. And it is called Unconquered, 80 years since the complete liberation of Leningrad from the Nazi blockade. Well, indeed, an incredibly important event, an incredibly important anniversary. The question is how to talk about it. What does the methodology offer us? Hunger, frost, bombardment, the hardships of besieged Leningrad, blockade rations, ways of survival of Leningraders, about the failure of the plans of the German troops, about the heroism of Soviet soldiers who liberated the city on the Neva. Well, what can be said? It's all true. The hunger, the cold, the miserable blockade rations. The heroism of the troops, the failure of German plans, it was all there, of course. And it was talked about, and it should be talked about. Everything is clear. But I realized this thing a long time ago, without regard to today's topic. School children, well, children in general, have very developed intuition. When they are lied to, they feel it. Even they may not realize it, but at some level they feel it. And in the same way they feel it when they are told half-truths. In this case, everything that is written in the manual is certainly true, but alas, it is not the whole truth. If you say only that, then you get, well, that's what we get. What we have today, and not only today, because for a long time. The authorities, Soviet, today's, have used the war for their own purposes, the war in general. And the blockade is one of the most important events of the war. And alas, as painful as it may be, as offensive as it may be, we must admit that the blockade was adopted by propaganda a long time ago, back in the 1940s. And this, as it seems to me, is incredibly sacrilegious. If you think about it, what terrible suffering are we talking about? All the talk about the great heroic deeds, about the suffering of the people of Leningrad. They work for the idea of power. We're going to talk about it some more. And from this, they are devalued. The authorities are very fond of defending the blockade from those who allegedly encroach on its image. We all remember the outrageous story with the TV channel Dozhd, who only dared to ask a question, not even to answer a question, but to ask a question. To ask the viewers what they think. Shouldn't Leningrad have been surrendered so that the people, to avoid the terrible tortures they were subjected to? I think the majority would have voted that they shouldn't have. But it was put all to Rain's credit. It is a terrible sacrilege. They insulted the memory of the blockade runners. And this, of course, was all used to, of course, to remove Dozhd from so many packages of different TV channels. No less outrageous is the story of the movie Celebration, which is rated differently. I think it is a very interesting movie, maybe not a masterpiece, but I found it very interesting to watch. It is, well, as written by outraged comrades who apparently have not seen, of course, the movie, because it has not even received a rental certificate. What, how dare a director shoot a comedy that takes place in besieged Leningrad? It's, well, it's a comedy in a way, but it's actually a tragicomedy, of course. It's really set in Leningrad, well, or near Leningrad. By the way, the city is not named, but it's clear that it is. In the rich house of a certain scientist who receives rations, who is doing well, and there as a result of various coincidences. People come in who are living starving lives, and that provided an opportunity to raise poignant questions. And that's why this movie was persecuted. Well, you can watch it on YouTube, by the way, on the director's channel, because the questions that Rain TV wanted to ask, the questions that arise.
When you watch the movie Holiday, they're related to themes that are taboo that you're not allowed to talk about, and this can't happen. The story is terrible, tragic, horrifying. The history of the blockade must be seen as a whole. We all know a certain set of facts, that the siege of the city lasted about 900 days, that the people endured a terrible tragedy. Terrible ordeal, what a huge number of people died. We know about Olga Bergholtz, her recordings on the radio.
On the radio, we know about Tanya Savicheva's diary. Olga Bergholtz's words, no one is forgotten and nothing is forgotten.
There is a certain minimum, which seems to be quite noble, of course, but this minimum narrows our view because there are other issues that need to be discussed, freely discussed. For example, the question of how the German troops, with such speed, in such a short space of time, to get close to a city that was completely unequipped for defense. The question of whether the city should have been defended or whether it should have been surrendered is also open to debate. In my opinion, it's not perhaps the most important question, but it exists and we should talk about it too. And of course, no matter what they tell us about the siege rations and so on, the overall size, the depth of the horror that was going on in Leningrad is not really described. And it is clear why. It is because of the way the blockade is used by the authorities. The whole image of the siege that is created, no matter how much they talk about rations and so on, it works on one idea. Was a great heroism, the heroism of the soldiers, the heroism of those who stayed in Leningrad. It's very characteristic that the word heroism in the methodology for talking about important things, of course. It seems to me that we should start not with heroism, which of course was there, but with the fact that it was a great tragedy, a terrible, horrifying tragedy. Irina Paperno has written a book in which she analyzes the diaries of the remarkable philologist Olga Mikhailovna Freidenberg, who spent the siege in Leningrad. These are terrible diaries. They're so terrible that they have not yet been fully published, but very large passages from these diaries can be found in Paperno's book, and they are very impressive. And it is very characteristic that this book is titled, in the words of Olga Freidenberg, The Siege of Man. She didn't write blockade, she wrote siege, and she saw that what was happening was really a human siege. Man, people were undergoing a terrible test of strength. And it's not heroism at all. It's something that brought out the best in some people and the worst in many. The blockade showed what human beings are capable of, the beautiful and the terrible. This is one thing that is incredibly important. In my time, Granin and Adamovich's The Siege book made a very big impression. And Adamovich, precisely because it said more than usual, more than was allowed about the horrors in Leningrad, but not enough was said there either. And there everything still rested on heroism. Olga Freidenberg called the blockade the result of double barbarism. She believed that both Hitler and Stalin were guilty of what was happening in Leningrad because both neglected people. German troops shelling the city. Not at all military units, just civilians. The authorities in Leningrad, for example, forced people to go to work. It was impossible not to go to work. Transportation is standing, cold, hunger, and you have to go to work. You have to be there on the spot, otherwise you lose your card. Any moment you go to work and you're exposed on the street to this bombardment. But that's just one example she gives. These are the agonizing, scary topics that need to be dealt with. It has almost never been done. In Eugene Dobrenko's wonderful book, Late Stalinism, I have already referred to it many times in my various lectures. I like it very much. It seems to me incredibly important. He has a chapter in this book called Victory Over Revolution, The War Transformed. It's about how the authorities changed the perception of the war after the victory, and it remains that way to this day. And there's a chapter inside called The Blockade of Reality, the Leningrad theme in socialist realism. And he writes very interestingly about how the authorities shaped the perception of the blockade. It's amazing the sheer number of diaries kept by people in besieged Leningrad. Cold, hungry, freezing, they wrote. They longed to record it. They realized how incredibly important it was. And when the war was over, even when the blockade was lifted, they wanted to get it out. To get it out, to talk about it, to share the horror that was going on. And immediately the authorities began to push it away, began to push it aside. They suggested something completely different. Critics wrote that a new epic was needed. Artistic canvas that would contain the image of the great leader, the new world. The commander of our victories and the image of an ordinary soldier in our army. Here at once there is a leader. That's who it turns out is in charge. And books will be written in the 40s in which Leningrad. The situation in Leningrad is described in such a way that you won't even realize it's a blockade. All the horrors are not mentioned. Well, yes, it's hard for people, it's not easy for people, but here they hear Comrade Stalin's speech and everything is transformed. They go into battle. Here it is, the picture, here it is, heroism, which is emphasized above all. Already in the spring of 45, the Leningrad section of the Writers' Union, the Leningrad branch of the Writers' Union, gathered. And there was a discussion about the Leningrad theme, and it was said that authors tried to impress the reader's attention by describing the pictures of hunger and deprivation of Leningraders. And it is necessary, of course, to write about their heroism. And the deprivations were horrifying, the sufferings were horrifying. And all the time Leningrad writers and poets are reproached that they somehow emphasize Leningrad too much. Why? How does it differ from the heroism of other cities? Maybe not heroism, but tragedy is certainly different. And tragedy was being pushed aside more and more. Tragedy was unnecessary. Just like today, when today we have forgotten even the Soviet slogan, "It must not happen again." And everywhere they write, "We can do it again." Means that the tragedy is forgotten. What can we repeat? A heroic feat. And the fact that some people died, some people starved to death. Starved to death or cannibalized. It doesn't matter. It's no big deal. The main thing is heroism. A very characteristic thing happened after the war with the Museum of the Siege in Leningrad. An absolutely amazing museum was created where the people of the city brought in the most precious things they had, photographs, diaries, things of their dead relatives. This is a very interesting article about it on the portal Such Cases. Judging by the descriptions, it was a fantastic museum, both in the richness of the exhibits and the way it was organized. And people had the feeling that they really immersed themselves in the life of the besieged city. This museum was vandalized. This museum was destroyed. It is no coincidence that what happened to the Museum of the Siege coincided with the infamous Leningrad case with repressions. Case with repressions against the leaders of Leningrad, who were also accused of being overly independent. From here, of course, an anti-Soviet organization and many other things were deduced. And the museum was simply destroyed. Burning, smashing, 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 priceless exhibits. Because this living history was not needed. Instead, they made Soviet inhuman memorials in which no human being is felt. And this is what is preserved until today. What would I do in class today if I were talking about the blockade? Well, of course, I would talk about what happened there and Tanya Savicheva and the Leningrad rations. It's all necessary. It's essential. And I would also talk about the price paid and whether that price is really necessary. I wouldn't impose my opinion. I would invite the guys to talk about it. I would use Dobrenko's book, which has a huge number of quotes from a variety of Soviet books, but fortunately, now forgotten, which are nowadays, that describe the siege in such a heroic way. I would take a couple of quotes and take, for example, a piece from Olga Berkholtz's Day Stars. Or even better, from her diary, which is much more frank than Day Stars. And even better, from Olga Freidenberg's diary. And I would suggest that the kids compare and think, which of these paintings, well, closer to reality, maybe we should combine them all together. Make a kind of synthetic picture, if it works. Or I would show an excerpt from Igor Talant's wonderful movie Day Stars, from the movie Holiday. Here is such a tragic romantic view of the blockade in Berkholtz. And here is a completely different view of a modern director. By the way, I do not exclude that very many children will say that they prefer the view of Day Stars. That's great. But let them look at the different options. And you could take excerpts from the diaries so that the kids don't talk all the time about heroism. About this then devalued scary word, Nikolai Nikolin's memories about the war are not about the blockade, but he fought near Leningrad. And that's where he realized the terrible things about war, about how commanders disregarded people's lives, about how human life in the Soviet country, and not only in the Soviet and post-Soviet countries, is worthless. And maybe from this point of view too, it makes sense to approach the blockade anyway. The main thing, as it seems to me, is that it should not be just a conversation about heroism. It should be a conversation about a terrible tragedy. First of all, about this and about the human traits that are revealed here. Of course, for more details, I refer you to my lecture on the blockade, which I have on my channel. Well, good luck talking about important things, and have a good week.